Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the third week of Easter, April 24th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." There are moments in the gospel when the words of Jesus are gentle, inviting, easy to receive. And then there are moments like this, when his words are so stark, so absolute, that they stop us in our tracks. "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." There is no softening here, no metaphor explained away, no easier path offered, just a truth that either draws us closer or causes us to step back. And many do step back. A man once spent years crafting the perfect bread. He studied ancient grains, learned the art of fermentation, tended the fire with care. This bread, he believed, would nourish not only the body, but heal what was broken within. At last, he brought it to the village square. "Take and eat," he said. "This will give you life." Some came forward eagerly, but when they tasted it, they hesitated. The bread was unlike anything they expected. It wasn't sweet. It wasn't easy. It demanded something of them. Others stood at a distance. "Why can't he give us something simpler?" they murmured. "Why must it be this bread?" And slowly many walked away, hungry still, but unwilling to receive what was offered. Only a few remained, not because they fully understood, but because they trusted the one who offered it. This gospel is one of the most challenging in all of Scripture. Even today it unsettles us if we listen closely. Jesus does not say, "Think about me, remember me fondly, or follow my teachings from a distance." No, he says, "Eat my flesh, drink my blood." This is not symbolic language in the way we might prefer. It is incarnational. It is intimate. It is shocking. Why? Because Jesus is not offering an idea. He is offering himself. We often think our deepest hunger is for success, peace, companionship, or purpose, but beneath all those desires is something more fundamental. A hunger for life that does not end, a hunger for love that does not fail, a hunger to be united with God himself. And nothing created, not even the best of things, can satisfy that hunger. So Jesus does something radical. He does not point us toward something else. He becomes the answer. "My flesh is true food. My blood is true drink." Not partial nourishment, not symbolic comfort. True food. True drink. Why does this teaching disturb us? Because it requires surrender. To eat the bread is to say, I cannot sustain myself. I need a life that is not my own. I trust you enough to receive you into me, and that is deeply humbling. It is easier to admire Jesus than to receive him, easier to follow at a distance than to be transformed from within. But the Eucharist is not about admiration. It is about communion. Every time we come to Mass, this same invitation is placed before us, not as an idea, not as a memory, but as a living reality. The same Jesus who spoke these words stands before us and says, "Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood." And the question is not whether we understand fully. The question is, do we trust enough to receive? In this chapter of John's Gospel, many disciples leave Jesus because of this teaching. It is too much, too strange, too demanding. And Jesus turns to the 12 and asks, "Will you also go away?" Peter responds, not with perfect understanding, but with faith. He says, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." That is the heart of this gospel. Not full comprehension, but faithful surrender. Today, Jesus speaks the same words to us, and perhaps we feel resistance. Perhaps we feel confusion. Perhaps we feel unworthy. Still, he does not withdraw the invitation. He offers himself again and again, not because we are ready, but because we are hungry. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you give yourself to us as true food and true drink. You come not as an idea, but as a living presence, offered for our life and our salvation. When your words challenge us, give us the humility to trust. When we do not understand, give us the courage to remain. Feed us with your body, fill us with your blood, and draw us ever deeper into communion with you, until the day you raise us up to eternal life. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we break open the Word of God, searching for its deeper meaning and applying that meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.